Like I say, we're glad to be back. Lord's house this morning. I'm glad to have all of you that's with us and those that's looking on today. You just pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. You going to read with us this morning? I'm going to read some out of the book of St. Luke. The 18th chapter. 18th chapter of the book of St. Luke. We're going to start with the first verse. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 18th chapter of the book of St. Luke. And you pray for us for just a minute. We'd be able, Lord willing, get ourselves out of the way. And just try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's, and I say again, we appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be here this day. I appreciate the service thus far, that their heart's been made to feel what's been said. But I'd like for you to just remember us for just a minute. The Bible says here, and it's very familiar scripture, talking about the Pharisee and the publican. We know, as I've already read, and we've heard many a time, how the Pharisee, one place it talks about him standing on the corner, long and gay apparel, and making long speeches and doing all kinds of things that are righteous, quote, quote, righteous. Because he said, even this, he said that he was righteous. He said, the publican, he said, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men. He was better than even that of the publican in this case. Now, you pray for just a minute. I've got just a thought that we'd like to leave with you. Now, if I have to take my time, I'm just going to take my time. But I feel decent as far as feeling, but I don't know if we got the strength that we really need. But nonetheless, I want you to think this morning. Just to be honest with you, there's it's amazing how you get a hold of things sometimes. But I want to talk about this morning connected and disconnected. Connected and disconnected. Bible says here, and that of this Pharisee, brethren, he was disconnected. He wasn't connected. He thought he was. He claimed that he was. But he had no service. He had no service. He had no means, my friend, whereby that he could get anything done. Not anything. Now you bear with us for just a minute. If I can, I don't know where I can or not, but you just pray. I'd like to preach to you. I'd like to preach to you more than you really know, but I'd like to if I can. Disconnected. He was out of service. Had no means. He had a lot of things that no doubt that he thought was pretty good, but brethren, none of them measured up. None of them. You say, preacher, he tithed of all that he had, and he done this and he done that. He done a lot of things that a lot of people, my friend, would have praised him for. But he is disconnected. Brethren, he had something missing. He had no service. No, sir. No service. He had no means, my friend, whereby he could plead with the Father. All he could do, my friend, was make a good show. Look good. Bible says that the publican, standing afar off, brethren, wouldn't even as much as hold his head up. No, sir. Wouldn't even hold his head up, my friend, but he smote his breast and he cried out to God and thank God he went home justified. Justified. Brethren, rather than the other. It's not altogether, brethren, what we hear all the time, but brethren, it's what we see. Brethren, it's what we feel within our hearts. Brethren, that's real this morning. Think about it. Think about it for just a minute. There's a lot of folks operating disconnected. Disconnected. Yes, sir. They ain't got, brethren, what it takes. They got the form. They got the way and the instructions of how things ought to be, but brethren, they ain't got a heart that's right with God this morning. They're disconnected. Yes, they are. I thought a lot of times the Bible says in the day, brethren, that Hannah went to the temple to pray. Brethren, Hannah had an adversary. Hannah had a problem. Hannah had a situation,
brother, that it's going to take God to intervene in her life. Bible says, brethren, when she got to the house of God, that she cried out from her heart. She prayed. Brethren, she groaned within her spirit. And brethren, God heard her. God gave her her petition. Why? Because she is connected this morning. Think about it. Connected. You ever got on the internet? You've ever got on a computer? And brethren, you start to do something and there's a little pop-up that'll come up and says, no connection. Huh? You've got the works. You've got it in front of you. But brother, you've got no connection. You can't get nothing done. Nothing. These folks, I'm afraid, this morning operating in a disconnected line. Yes, sir. Operating, brethren, on a disconnected line. I'll say this about Hannah, my friend. She had more, brother, than Eli had. And he is the priest. But he is disconnected. Do you know that? He is disconnected. He had nothing he could work with. Brethren, God had already told him, my friend, what to do. Already give him the opportunity of what to do with his own sons. And brethren, he ignored it. And he done nothing. And he got disconnected this morning. You listen. You might say, preacher, you talking about my friend losing your salvation? No, sir. Not a bit in this world, my friend, but I'll guarantee you one thing. If you get to the place, my friend, that you don't want to listen to the Lord, you don't want to commune with God, my friend, you're going to be on a line that is disconnected this morning. Just like that little pop-up on that screen, my friend, you might be just working away. And then it says, no connection. Huh? You working for nothing. Huh? Do you know that? You're working for nothing. You're doing something, my friend, and it's going nowhere. Brethren, it's got no connection this morning. We need to be connected. Yeah. We got a song in that of the regular church hymnal, my friend, that talks about the royal telephone. The royal telephone. Yes, sir. Man that wrote that, my friend, he knowed a little bit about a connection. Do you know that? Brethren, in years ago, there was no such thing as wireless. No, sir. There is no such thing. Brethren, you have to have a wire connecting on both ends of this thing. I can remember, brethren, when I went to school, biggest thing we had in school, my friend, that was even electric, was an electric typewriter. And everybody didn't have one. Some of them had to do manual. Yeah. And I remember our teacher telling us, brethren, and we all just laughed. I can remember it like it was yesterday. My friend, she said, you're going to be surprised, my friend, one day You're going to be able to sit at a device like this and see the person on the other side that you're talking with. We thought she was crazy. Yeah. Thought she had lost her mind. Huh? You don't think that, do you? Not today. Huh? Not today. How in the world are you going to get a connection, my friend, wirelessly? Huh? Wirelessly. And everybody today, my friend, they looking for them bars. Yeah. Looking for them bars. See, you know what they're trying to? They're trying to see if they've got a connection or not. Don't work without that connection. Do you know that? Eli, my friend, was disconnected. Had he been connected, my friend, I believe he'd have had just a little more compassion on Hannah. But he didn't have. He thought she was drunk. Did he not? Yes, sir. Brethren, she spoke and she told him out of a sorrowful heart. Brethren, was she crying? Brethren, she had a problem that needed an answer. Thank God she is connected. Was she not connected? Brethren, you need to be connected on this journey. Do you know that? You need to be. You need to find out, my friend, the difference between connected and disconnected. Yes, sir. Brethren, it ain't everybody that's connected today. Do you know that? It's not everybody, no sir, no way, no form. Now I'm going to tell you something else. I believe the Lord can get a hold of you. I don't care where you are. But brother, there's going to be something in that heart that connects with him. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ever had the Lord to connect with you on the job? Huh? Yeah, on the job. Yes, sir. Now, I believe in working. I do. I believe people owes that much, my friend, to the people they work for. Brethren, I most certainly do. But I tell you, you can pray running a machine. Do you know that? Glory! Do you know that? You can. You can feel, brother, the connection of the other end of this thing. Can you not? Huh? Just like the man that asked the kid about the kite, couldn't even see it. How you know it's on there? And he said, I can feel it. I can feel the tug. Woo! Glory to God! Brethren, we need to be able to feel the tug on the other side. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord ain't forgot you. Had a man tell me he is out of the will of God. Y'all know him. I know him. He'd been around here somewhat down through the years. And I got talking to him one day, and he said, you know, he left Kentucky to come down here. I don't know what he's running from. Probably, I believe he was running from the Lord. Just to be honest with you. But he couldn't outrun the Lord. You know that? The old Fred Coker said he'll get in a foxhole with you. And he was over there. He is in a foxhole. He said, the Lord will get in a foxhole with you. Brother, think about that. In the midst of a natural battle, God's still able to win you over. This man told me, he said we was having a party in his house. He said, we had a little fire going out back, out in a little old field out there. And he said, I walking out there to that fire. And he said, we had people everywhere. He said, and the Lord spoke to me and said, this is your time. Said, this is your time. If you're going to get right, you're going to have to get right now. Huh? You say, preacher, he is in the midst of a party. I can remember another man that's in the midst of a party. Don't you? In the midst of a feast, throw the big party. Yes, sir, O King Belshazzar. Was it not? Yes, sir. Hey, going things just to going right along. And the handwriting come down and wrote on the wall. You don't think God can get a hold of you? This man's testimony, he said, you know what I done? He said, I cried to God. He said, when I got finished, he said, I told them all to leave. Last party he ever had. As far as having a party. Think about it. Think about it. What was the problem, preacher? He was disconnected. Yes. But he found the connection, my friend. He found the connection. Yes, sir. Connected or disconnected? Connected or disconnected? My friend, most of the time, we got a little old recliner there at the house, and it moves. It's got power to it. We got a little old pup, my friend, that crazy thing. He'll eat anything. He will. He'll eat anything. He'll chew anything. Yes, he will. Brethren, he chewed some of them wires. Yeah? And you know what? Kath sat in that recliner and she mashed. She said, something ain't working. Something ain't working. She looked and it was plugged up, but the control wasn't working. You know why it wasn't working? Been disconnected. Huh? Yes, sir. Been disconnected. Parted. Yes, sir. Thank God it had no power. Think about it. In a disconnected state, brother, you have no power today. Think about it. You want to have power with God? Stay connected. You hear me? I don't care if you don't think your prayers are getting over the ceiling, my friend. Keep praying. Yes, sir. Keep praying. I guarantee you, he'll let you know. He'll let you know. And you'll know. Thank God when you get connected this morning. That little old thing here. He didn't chew them things off out in the middle of the wire. He chewed it right the nub. Yeah? Right the nub of it. I mean, it wasn't easy to get things connected back up. Had to tear into it. Yeah, had to get in the part of it. Yes, sir, and had to tear part of it apart. Yes, sir, to get back connected. You see what I'm saying? To get back to where we had power, where we can operate. Brother, that's what folks need today, is a good connection, my friend. Do you know that? Hear me. Years ago, you get on the telephone, it'd start popping and cracking. Yes, it would. It'd be a little old operator come on there and said, you got a bad connection. Yeah, you got a bad connection. It does the same things today, folks. It most certainly does. Our daughter lives out yonder in the woods. Yeah, and she'll call us when she leaves work, and she'll talk to you till she get over in the woods. Yes, sir, and it goes up and down and up and down. Yes, it does. You get about every other word. Why, preacher? You got a bad connection, that's why. You can't operate on two or three words. Do you know that? It'll come out wrong. You hear me? Central. Central's never busy. Always on the line. The royal telephone. Central's never busy. You say, preacher, he's got to be busy. Central's never busy. He's always on the line. Just call him. Yeah, just call him. See if he ain't. Think about it. Connected. Disconnected. Connected and disconnected. Brother, no, Nebuchadnezzar had the bull by the horns. Brethren, he had the authority, brethren, in that day. He was over all the province. Yes, he was. He built him a great big old image. Yes, sir. Build him one. You go and read about it. Brethren, and he built that old image, and he gave out a decree, and he said, we want everybody to bow to this image. Everybody. Do you know how Nebuchadnezzar was, my friend, operating? He is operating disconnected. Yes, sir, I believe he's got some kinfolk in this world. Don't you? Yeah, they're operating disconnected. Brethren, it takes a good connection to operate right this morning. Yes. I'm going to finish with this. Nebuchadnezzar, he got word over there that some of them come, showed him. He said, you got some boys over here. They ain't bowing. They not bowing. He said, bring them here. Huh? I'll talk to them. Do you know Nebuchadnezzar liked these boys? He did. He thought pretty much of them. He talked to these boys and they said, boys, he said, didn't you hear the proclamation? Didn't you hear the music? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to play it one more time. We're going to play it one more time, said we want you to bow. You know what these boys, now Nebuchadnezzar was disconnected. Yes, he was. But these three Hebrew children was connected. Yes, they was. They was connected. They had no problem answering him. He was the king, folks. He told them, they said, we're not careful to answer thee. In other words, we don't mind answering for this question. Said, old Nebuchadnezzar, said, whether you play the music or not, said, we ain't bowing. And said, whether our God delivers us or not, said, we not bowing. Huh? We not going to bow, in other words. We not going to bow. Brethren, they played the music again. They did. They give them another opportunity. They didn't bow. Why didn't they bow, folks? They was connected. They was connected to the point that it didn't matter where God delivered them or not. They wasn't going to bow. Brethren, they had done purposed in their heart, my friend, exactly what they was going to do. We got a lot of folks like that in this world today. Why, preacher, them good folks. We got folks that's purposed in their heart.
They're going to do whatever come. Let come what may. They're going to do it. Yes, they are. When they didn't bow the second time, he sent some down there and he said, you heat that furnace up 7 times hotter than it's ever been heated. He said, I want you to bind these boys and throw them in there. And the Bible says the two that took them three, when they throwed them in, it was so hot. The heat was so devastating, it slew them. Did it not? That's what the book says. And they throwed them in. The Bible says after a while that Nebuchadnezzar got curious. Yes, he wanted to see what was going on. We throw 3 men in there. I want to see where they're at. Do you think he expected to see them? I don't know. I'd go either way on that. I think in one sense of the way, he thought that fire just devoured them. But I believe he got to thinking a little bit about he just might see them. He got down there and he looked. He did see them. Not just them three. He saw 4. He said, didn't we throw 3 men in here? Bound. They said, yay, 3 men. He said, I see 4. They're up. They're loosed. They're walking around. Thank God they never did die that day. They is connected, wouldn't they? They is connected. Connected, disconnected. Connected, disconnected. Did you know sometimes you can have everything hooked up and have a loose wire? Huh? A loose wire causes a bad connection. In other words, it will and it won't. Huh? It'll go and it won't. But what's wrong? What's wrong? You get to looking in them parts. They'll tell you. You can call them. Them parts that they put together, all it's just plug and play. And you just plugged it in. You know what they want you to do? They want you to take that plug off. And they want you to look at them wires. They want you to pull on them. Huh? You know why? See if it's connected. If it ain't connected, brethren, it ain't going to work right. Ain't that right? They want it connected. You want it connected. You bought the thing, plugged it in, it didn't work. What's the deal here? Listen, listen. Don't we want to be connected with the Lord? Don't we? Can I ask you a question? How many of us just like to be like the 3 Hebrew children? Think about it. Why, preacher, what are you talking about? Whether the Lord delivers us or not, we're not going to bow. We're still going to trust Him. We're still going to believe in Him. Whether He answers us or whether He hears us or whether He forsakes us, which the Scripture says He won't. Do you know that? Connected. I think we're better off connected this morning. Don't you? I could go on and on. I ain't got the strength. Ain't no need me worry too much about that. I'd like to preach to you this morning. But I'll say this. The real truth of it is either you're connected or disconnected. And if you're disconnected, you can get connected. You can. There's a way, brethren, of getting connected. Yes, they are. There's a way. There's things in our hearts and in our lives. Brethren, not saying that you lose your salvation, but you'll lose everything else. You'll lose your joy. You'll lose your peace. Yes, sir. And you'll lose your connection. Yes, sir. You know what? You know what connection that is? Do you know that connection works this way as well as it works this way? does it not? It'll make you be at peace with your brethren. Do you know that? It will. Just being connected. Just being connected this morning. Get a verse of song. I've gone as far as I'll go. Don't know your heart this morning. Don't know what you stand in need of. Hope you got something out of the message. The Pharisee, in the Pharisee's eyes, he claimed to have everything right. He boasted that he had everything right. The only problem with the Pharisee is that he was disconnected. He is disconnected. Disconnected. Because he even measured himself to that publican. Did he not? He said, I'm not even as this publican. So that tells me he is disconnected. Wouldn't he? Huh? No publican, my friend, he said not one word about the Pharisee. Do you know that? Not one word. Smote his breast, wouldn't even open his eyes toward heaven. He was ashamed of the person he was or the situation he is in. And cried, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Huh? And the scripture says, suppose ye who went to their house justified. Suppose ye. Publican had a connection, didn't he? Yes, he did. He had a connection. It don't take much to figure out who's connected. You know that. I think of the silliest thing sometimes. I got a little old device down there, and whether you know it or not, you got a certain amount of electricity that goes through you. You're electrical. I had an electrical problem with my heart, my lower. My lower connection wouldn't fire all the time. And what that meant in my state, it just meant that my heart rate just kept going down and down. I don't know how far it'd go. But it goes so far down, they get scared and they turn the machine back on. They test it. See if it's working or not. Preacher, I'd be afraid. What are you going to be afraid of? I can promise you, I pastored here when I had my first pacemaker put in. And they can tell you, I preached on Wednesday night and went Thursday morning and had a pacemaker put in. My doctor doing everything in his power for me not to be here. Said I should be in the hospital. Yeah, I'm hard-headed sometimes. But he walks in and he's my heart doctor. He said, you've got this situation. He showed me the chart, showed me heartbeats. I had heartbeats that far apart. No lighting. Got a chart to prove it. He said, you got a problem. He said, but I can't fix it. Exactly what he said. He said, I can't fix it. I thought, well, what am I doing here? You know, first thing I thought. Then he said, I'm a plumber. He said, you need an electrician. That was his words. Exactly what he said. Well, they had an electrician that could fix it. They call him. Yeah? So they put a pacemaker in. Now my pacemaker, when I get excited or I get to moving and carrying on, then my heart picks up and goes on. I can't tell you and explain all that to you, but I can tell you one thing. They turn that machine off, it just goes straight to the bottom. Pretty quick. But I didn't know I had a problem. But I had a connection problem. Do you know that? I had a connection problem. I had a problem that the spark wasn't sparking. Huh? When it's supposed to. And I asked him just point blank. I said, well, doctor, I said, I'd like to know. I said, did I do something to cause this? What's the deal? I just asked him. He said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. He said, I don't know. He said, all I can tell you, some things just wear out. Some things just quit working. He said, and yours quit working. But they got a pacemaker put in me. And I told him, I said, why didn't I have some symptoms? He said, they probably come on so gradually you never noticed. I didn't have any symptoms. I'd never blacked out. They couldn't believe I wasn't blacking out. I said, I ain't never blacked out. I ain't never felt like it. All because I wasn't connected. You hear me? I felt fine. Except I was just wore out. Felt wore out. Felt tired. Slow. Hardest thing in this world for me to do when they put that pacemaker in was go to sleep. Sounds ironic, don't it? Hardest thing for me to do. What happened is I got connected. And my heart was supposed to be beating about 60 plus. And I was beating 30 less. Yeah. And it didn't bother me. They put that pacemaker in. And I laid my head down and go to sleep. And all I could hear was that heart. Boom. 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 In my ears. Kept me awake. Took me 3 or 4 weeks. To get to where I could lay down and go to sleep when that thing bumping so hard. Seriously. I wasn't used to it. Hadn't never heard it, just to be honest with you. Not like that. But what happened is I got connected. I was disconnected, but I got connected. Brethren, there's a lot more serious problems than that. You hear me? There's a lot more serious problem. Brother Mike Fraser preached a message here one day. You know what he preached? Well, he preached several times. I remember quite a few of them. But this particular one, he preached. And he said he wanted to live so close to the Lord that he could hear him whisper. Huh? Hear him whisper. That's pretty close, ain't it? Huh? Did you know that Elijah was that away? And Elijah was in a state, my friend, to where he didn't care where he died or lived. Yes, sir. Done marked it off. He wasn't going no further. But it come down to the place that when Elijah heard the Lord, you know what he heard? He said, a still small voice. A still small voice. And then it spoke to him. I want to hear that still small voice, don't you? They say, there's a song. They told it this morning. Of course, it's on I don't listen to this station except on Sunday morning because it's the only time they play gospel music. US 101, Ken Hicks. I've listened to him for years. He said this morning that it's the number one song, rated the number one song. That's in that listening area, okay? Joseph Habedak. You heard of him? I didn't know who the man was, but he's got some pretty good songs. And I've listened to this song several times, and I've heard it, and I know what he's talking about. You know what he says in this song? He said, religion ain't working anymore. Religion ain't working anymore. He wanted a little more than religion. It's what the song says. He said he wants to know the power of his resurrection. I could have just about shouted. Do you know that? Yes, sir. I love that song. Religion ain't working anymore. If people would just listen, if they had just listened to that song, I promise you, they'd get out of a disconnected state. Yes, they would. And follow after what he said he wanted. He wanted to know him and the power of his resurrection. You ain't gonna get that in religion. Do you know that? It's gonna take a personal relationship between you and the Lord. Let us stand.